Could a monkey climb inside me and operate me like a puppet? Are the rings of Saturn an alien racetrack? All of these questions you can find the answer to on this Paranormal Life! Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast you have come to know and love, This Paranormal Life. We are a comedy paranormal podcast where every week, myself and the man sitting across from me, Kit Greer, investigate a brand new paranormal story and decide once and for all whether it is truly paranormal.
We don't. Well, you don't want to jump the gun, Rory, and say that they all have come to know it and love it. This is some listeners' first time, potentially. So, welcome to the show. And
many have also come to know and hate it. Many, many. So we should give them a shout out as well, because we want to get them back on our good side.
Big shout out to the haters. Maybe today we'll win you over. Probably not, but maybe.
Won't stop us from trying. But thank you. Yes, hello to everyone who is new. Hello to everyone who is old. I hope you're ready for what could be one of our biggest paranormal cases we have investigated on this podcast.
Really?
That's I don't say that lightly. You know, I don't just go throwing that phrase around.
Sure, that has been the introduction to probably 50 episodes of This Paranormal Life, but this time he means it, guys.
I think I said that when we were covering the conspiracy of whether or not Australia was real or not.
Which was a double no.
It was a double no, and people didn't take kindly to that episode. Old or new, they all fucking hated it.
It wasn't quite the grand bid to expand our Australian audience we thought it was.
That's enough ramble at the start of the podcast. Why don't we just dive right into today's story? Today, we're going back to a dark period in history. That's right. The time before I was born. Our story begins in Eastern Europe. It was the winter of 1990 in Sarichina, Bulgaria. Now, to say the village was remote would be an understatement. Today, only 50 people live there. But back at the end of the Cold War, it was populated by only a handful of families.
Wow, that is truly remote.
We grew up in a pretty remote little fishing town, but I think there was definitely more than 50 people living there.
Yeah, we call it a small town, but it was more like 10,000, which sounds like a lot compared to 50.
Is that really how many people live in Portshire?
Something like that.
That's crazy. Life moved at a slower pace in the village, and people were most concerned with simply keeping their homes warm and making sure there was enough to eat. But on this particular day, everything changed. On December 6th, the military descended over the entire region. A convoy of huge armored vehicles rumbled down the narrow dirt roads. There were 4x4s, tanks, enormous industrial-looking trucks carrying strange equipment.
If I'm one of the 50 members of this community, you know, probably, if you're living there, you like your privacy. And
yeah.
Hell, I'll say it, you're probably getting up to some weird stuff because you want the privacy. So to have suddenly hundreds, nay, thousands of guys in uniform looking into everything you're doing, you're probably not going to want this.
You don't just move to a village that's 500 yards from the nearest school for no reason. All right? So when the military show up in tanks, you best put your hands behind your back.
Every resident of this town, immediately seeing the military, ran into their back garden and started burying stuff.
What seemed to be an entire battalion of uniformed men poured out and immediately set to work unloading the trucks and setting up cordons to keep the people of the tiny town away.
So there's something in this town they're interested in, and clearly it's not the people.
Yeah, if anything, they don't want the people to be there at all.
Rude.
Naturally, the residents were curious. Rumors were swirling about what they were doing in the region. I heard that they're searching for oil. But Nikolai thinks they're looking for an ancient hoard of gold and jewels. The locals tried to get some answers from the military, but they were met with little patience.
Excuse me, sir. What's going on?
This is none of your concern. Go back to your home.
Sir, you are on my property. It's been in my family for generations.
Do as I say. It is my job to make sure our work goes undisturbed. Operation Shining Ray will succeed.
Wait. Operation Shining... I thought you said it was secret.
The operation... I didn't mean to say Operation Shining Ray is because... Look, there's a sun above us, isn't there? So any operation would technically be a shining one. Do you want me to call the general and say, oh, general, it's actually a little overcast today. Let's change it to f***ing stormy operation.
I don't know. I've never met him.
Get back to your hut!
Oh...
The villagers were given very little information as to why the military were there. Mostly because the military didn't really know why they were there.
Ooh, plot twist.
The goal of Operation Shining Ray, which we're just hearing about for the first time, was to dig. But for what? Well, that was the mystery, Kit. Welcome to today's episode.
All right. Very intriguing start.
This has all the ingredients to my favorite kind of pie, which is the military involved in a secret operation, heavy machinery being used, and the public being pushed back into their houses. That's the recipe for something great.
There's something chunky, something meaty going on, as long as it gets directly underneath the surface.
It wasn't long before the excavation began. Huge machinery started boring deep into the ground.
This is admittedly interesting because not normally something the military are called in to do. There are entire industries devoted to drilling into the ground. Why can they not be trusted? Why does the military have to do it?
I think you'll find when it's about oil, the military is quick to follow, historically.
But they haven't even found the oil.
For better or worse. Look, they don't know what they're there to do yet. Maybe all they know is that you have to go. It's what we've talked about in our other cases. So many people have so many little pieces of the mission that if someone was interrogated, they're like, I don't even know what we were drilling for. I was just trained to use this alien laser. No one can leak the truth because nobody knows the truth.
I guess if you're part of this military operation, it's a bit like Pass the Parcel, except you don't want to be there when the parcel stops. You don't want to be the guy digging with a shovel and to be the guy who scoops out some dirt and sees the alien skull down there, because there's going to be a gun to the back of your head and going, thanks, brother, but you can't live after you've seen that.
It's like Pass the Parcel, but when the music stops and you read the challenge is take out the witnesses. That's your job now. After hours of drilling into the earth, the operator of the vast machine felt a shudder as it broke through the solid soil into what appeared to be an underground hollow.
Ooh.
Sir, we made it!
Once the drill came back up, Colonel Zvetkova Kunev stepped forward to look down into the chasm. From up on the surface, all he could see was a dark, empty void. He needed eyes at the bottom.
I'm gonna guess in the military chain of command, it's not gonna be his eyes.
No, absolutely not.
We're gonna lower down some kind of intern, some cadet who's yet to earn their stripes.
And we don't know what's down there, but you know what? It's best to just strap some dynamite to him anyway, just in case things go sour. We're not saying they're gonna go sour. I'm not saying we're using him as a human monkey bomb. All we're saying is, sure, if there is some sort of beast buried under the ground.
Sure.
Little Timmy's life is but a drop in the bucket compared to that of humanity's.
You know Timmy was the name of the last guy, not this
guy. Sorry, Billy. Private, get down there. We need to see what we've hit.
The young soldier reluctantly agreed to be lowered down into the hole.
What do you see?
There's a tunnel down here, but it's dark. I can't see much. I can't get any further down than this. There's a big square slab in the way.
Can't you break through it? What's it made of, stone?
I'm not sure. It's not stone. It's not wood. And it's not marble. I do not recognize this material.
F*** sake. Bring him up.
So grumpy. This man is risking his life for the colonel. Fucking idiot.
This is probably the ninth hole this son of a bitch has been to in his lifetime. He's done this before. They're probably like, I see something. Is a stone slab? Yeah, I know about the stone slab. All right. There's a button on the side. Push it. The fucker opens.
All right? Why don't you come down here, sir? Cut the rope. Cut the rope.
He's like lowering the kid in the hole. Listen, kid, you're going to see a stone slab. You're going to see a lake of lava and a guy who looks like a fallen angel. I insist you go, Colonel. You seem to know much more about this than anyone else. The man on the bridge is going to give to thee riddles three. So you've done the riddles. You know the riddles, Colonel. He might have changed them. I don't know. The guy's fucking nuts. I infest you go, you little whippersnapper.
Oh, my back is getting sore. Oh, I don't think I can manage it. But seriously, the riddles?
This was really not what I expected when I signed up for the military.
Military? Oh, I brought the wrong team. Get out of here, boys.
Bring in the Riddlers. A clown car arrives with 16 clowns. Get all in order.
They just park it right in front of the hole. They all get out, fall right in. That'll do. Seal it up. But Colonel, seal it up.
What could that possibly achieve?
You just buried clowns.
We've appeased the hole gods for another 6 months.
Look, kid, we've covered a lot of holes in the podcast before. Caves, famously the money pit as well. All of various sizes and depths. So to give you an idea of what this hole was really like, I actually have a picture of at least a small section of the hole.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that one of the working titles of this Paranormal Life before we landed on its current title was Hole Talk.
Yes. Then we pivoted to Hole Patrol.
Then Holes Are Us. We were advised against all of these by our lawyer.
Yeah, plus holes.com is it's porn. It's a porn site. So we wouldn't have been able to have the IP. So after that, we swapped to Sexy Holes, again taken. Not by a porn site, ironically, but still, we wouldn't have been able to have the IP. So this Paranormal Life was a good fit. Take a look at this. This is a picture from inside the cave.
Okay, I am looking at a black and white grainy image, very much of the era. This is actually smaller than I was anticipating.
Yeah.
When you hear of like a big operation like this, you might be expecting something really large. I was almost thinking of the kind of huge burning hole in Turkmenistan.
Right, right. Especially when I've placed the imagery in your head of a man being lowered into the hole.
Right.
Based on this image, he was more or less smushed into the hole.
Yeah, this is more an old-timey mine, or a modern mine, where a teenager from the Democratic Republic of Congo would mine for cobalt today.
It is small. We're talking hands and knees small.
Hands and knees, narrow. You need a torch to see 1 foot in front of you.
Well, unsure of how to proceed, they decided it was time to bring in an expert. Caves like this can collapse. They're dangerous. It's best to have someone who knows what they're doing on site. So the colonel hired a psychic.
No, what? I was already confused when you insinuated that they didn't have any experts on site. That's a bad sign. But then you're saying they went out of their way to hire... listen, we're all for supporting paranormal workers.
You don't sound like it.
But... when you're in a life and death situation such as this, I don't know if a psychic is cutting it.
Do you want a guy or a girl who knows how to rescue someone from a cave-in? Or do you want a psychic that can warn you before the cave even crumbles? Think about that. Sometimes, sure, she's a little late. Sometimes the cave...
So she doesn't get it before the cave collapses.
Well, me. Sometimes it's like as it's happening. Like, you know, the rumbling starts and maybe
that's
a rock or two
psychic,
comes and
then
you get a vision that
okay.
It's all coming down.
That's not a vision. That's you're just using your ears to hear the crumbling. That's not psychic, surely.
Obviously, what they're dealing with in this hole is something paranormal. They feel like they need someone who's experienced in the paranormal to help them.
You framed it that they want the psychic to stop the hole from collapsing, but actually it could mean something bigger or more mysterious or paranormal.
It's like if you're digging for gold. Do you want a construction worker or a landscaper to come in with a team and tools and blueprints to construct a sound?
Whatever you're about to say after this
cave
is going to be the opposite of what I want. That's just what I think is going to happen.
What you really want is a mad guy with a golden tooth who doesn't have any shoes,
no.
A single pickaxe, and a burlap sack. And he's an old, he talks like an old-timey prospector because he's the guy who knows about getting gold out of the ground.
He did in the 1700s, not today.
There's some things those city boys just don't know.
The guy with the gold tooth and the pickaxe, I'm pretty sure he died 100 years ago. His insides eaten by rats after the gold dried up. I don't want to trust that guy.
We're basically talking about the character on the front of a box of golden nuggets. The mascot for golden nuggets. They taste yeehaw!
their yeehaw is what the guy said when he was lowered into the hole.
The psychic's name was Elizaveta Loginova. She was able to look inside the cave using the powers of her mind. The military wanted to understand what the huge slab was that was blocking their way. And what Elisaveta said reaffirmed to them that they were digging in the right place. She claimed that the hunk of material blocking the way was a biological protection slab put there by a race of non-humans.
What the f***? This is escalating.
I feel like even if you knew that's what you were digging for, it's still going to come as a surprise that you actually hit it.
That's astonishing. That's very interesting. Now, it is possible that we are still digging for something quite material and normal.
Sure, yeah.
But like maybe ancient aliens on Earth really loved oil too and gold, and they set up a biological protection slab to stop the humans from getting their grubby paws on it.
Biological protection slab sounds like a fancy word for rock as well.
A little bit. But don't bury the lead here. Placed by a race of non-humans.
That's important, and it's going to become important.
And it's not bugs, guys.
Yes, we'd be specific here. It wasn't bugs or mongoose. Do they live in the ground? No.
What lives in the ground? Know. They eat snakes, that's all I know.
Meerkats, that's what I was thinking of. It wasn't meerkats. The f*** is a mongoose?
It's a little psycho meerkat.
Hey Siri, what's a mongoose?
A mongoose is a small terrestrial carnivorous mammal belonging to the family Herpestidae.
Is it a Game of Thrones character? It belongs to House Herpestidae?
It actually went buck wild at the Red Wedding, leaping from guest to guest. It seems like I was wrong. I don't think mongoose live on... Well, they live on... they're terrestrial, so they live on the Earth, but maybe not inside the Earth. What's more, she came to the conclusion that it was coated in a layer of alien bacteria.
How does she know?
She's psychic, dude.
But she's not a biologist.
The Bulgarian army were determined to push forward. This was their whole mission, and they were going to see it through no matter what.
That's kind of the military's thing.
Yeah, we have our orders. We're going to keep going until they're done.
They don't really chicken out of things.
They descended once again into the cavern, this time with several men. The goal? Smash through the protective slab one way or another. As the soldiers were lowered in, they illuminated the cave with their torch beams. Once inside, they saw a big, round, concave slab at the side of the passageway. This was a different one. It appeared to be man-made, or at least not naturally occurring. As they crowded round to inspect it, one of the soldiers hung back, glancing further down the tunnel. Then, he let out a sudden gasp.
My God! I think there's someone else down here!
The men cocked their rifles and pointed them down the cave. Sure enough, in the darkness, they could see a large figure looming in the distance. Not moving, just standing there watching them.
F*** that.
Get out of the hole.
This is when all that military basic training of climbing a f***ing rope using only your hands really kicks in. Because whether the cap likes it or not, you're all coming up via that rope.
It's true. This is very scary. I feel like inside of the Earth is one of those places where you shouldn't be getting closer to any human beings.
No.
It's the way away from human beings. So to bump into someone, like it's the fucking supermarket, while you're down in a hole in the middle of nowhere.
100%. This is pure Twilight Zone material. This is like an astronaut in a solo spaceship. Here's a fucking... knock on the window outside. It's like, all right, well, kind of in deep space here, so
I'm gonna go blow my brains out, because whatever is outside can survive in the vast emptiness of space, and I'm mortal, so I think one way or another it's gonna kill me. And it seems like if the only other thing you've seen in this tunnel is a giant diseased protection slab, I feel like this creature is not gonna be that psyched that you're in its hole.
Yeah, that seal was a kind of ancient Egyptian Tutankhamun curse. Do not enter. But this time it seems like this might be for your own good.
Aliens are kind of hypocritical in the sense that they love probing other people's holes. But if you probe in one of their holes, it's game over.
How is that for fair?
Slowly the team began inching their way towards the figure. But by the time they were a few steps away with it, guns raised... They realized it was a false alarm. They raised their torches to see not a creature, but a stone statue. The stone statue was humanoid, but it was far taller than any living person they'd ever seen.
Everything's stoned. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. It's
in the surprised.
Earth.
Surprised.
It's an alien slab, a human slab, and now a stone slab of a human.
Wait till you see they're going to look even further down. They'll be like, my God, is that a FIFA-approved football buried down? It's another stone. It's stone, sure.
There seems to be some kind of strange fruit. It's like a pineapple, but under... Oh, it's a rock shape, like
it's
a pineapple.
Boulder.
Please look before you start talking. Look twice.
The leader's like, all right, everyone, gather around, gather around, gather around. We need to have a talk about this. Before you bring anything back to the group and show it to us, put it under your flashlight. That's just going to be a rule now moving forward, all right? James, Michael, I can see you guys have shit behind your backs. You've been waiting till I'm back here. Drop it. Drop it. And I'll by the noise it makes when it hits the ground, I'll know it's a fucking stone, guys. Drop it right now.
Are you sure? It seems pretty good.
That was a stone. I know it's a stone. It rolled out. It rolled out from the side of you. All right, everyone.
I thought it was an apple.
Look, I know tensions are hot and it's fucking boiling in this thing. But just remember that we were here to open up the giant protection stone. That's the only stone that we should be hearing about. I don't want to hear jack shit about any other things you find on the floor.
That colonel, minutes later, realizes that he dropped his wallet on the way down.
Guys, good work with the mission. Just side note, I did actually drop my wallet, so if you do
happen to
find...
I thought we weren't supposed to pick up anything on the floor, because it's all stones, Colonel.
Yeah, all right, very funny, though, but actually there's pictures of my wife and kids in there, and I've been in this f***ing country for 2 years, and I would really appreciate to get that back.
You're not gonna f***ing believe this, but it's a gift from my wife, and it is technically made of rock, so look really carefully.
What is going on here, Kit?
This is a lot. This is the confusing thing. If them drilling there, it feels like they should be encountering stuff that no one has ever seen before. That's generally the idea with digging holes, is no one's ever been down here. Let's uncover the shit that no one's ever seen before. Yeah. Oil, gold, resources. Whenever you dig somewhere, you don't expect there to be an underground fucking city with walls and statues of people.
I will say a statue that looked humanoid but was far taller than any living person they'd seen. When you think about it, not that bizarre. Lots of sculptures of humans that we'd seen from the olden days.
That's usually
are
the point.
Yeah, exactly. Granted, if he's got six eyes and a beetle's arms, that's a little more bizarre. Beyond the statue, they noticed the entrance to another tunnel. And unlike the one that they were standing in, the walls to this tunnel were shiny and smooth all the way down.
Oh, hell yeah. Now we're getting into some precious shit.
The floor was a sleek silver, and the walls were covered in bizarre symbols that not one of them recognized.
All right. Ancient civilization red flags here. Maybe it's not just gold.
What? What is this place? What if the psychic lady was right? What if this was built by visitors from another world?
Pull yourself together, man. We have a job to do. Smash a big rock.
The men pushed forward, and it wasn't long until they spied their target, the giant stone slab blocking their path. They rushed towards the stone, jackhammers at the ready, when suddenly, a beam of light shot through the tunnel.
No.
It was coming from the stone block. The men tried to push forward, but it was as if by magic they were unable to take another step. While the soldiers were locked in this bizarre underground battle, things were spiraling out of control at the surface, too. Local people began seeing visions.
Okay, this is escalating very fast. I'm sorry, let's just backtrack. So the light first shone out of the slab.
Yeah, I don't have much time. We don't have much time to dwell on this because we're
and
only getting
on
started.
On the surface...
Visions. Yeah. Approaching this slab, they've clearly Indiana Jones style stepped on the stone that has awoken.
Okay, but it's not a booby trap because that would be not paranormal. This is very fucking paranormal.
Very paranormal. And it's only going to get more paranormal. Ghostly figures were reported roaming about the village.
Okay, can I see a source for this or a piece of evidence?
We're getting there. Don't break the... I'm trying to build something here, man. I'm trying to build something. I'm having to keep putting in sound effects and cutting, so it's like music, and then Kit needs to get his little fucking job in, so then it takes everyone out of it. So, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I want to be on board. It's just we talked about digging a hole very slowly for about 25 minutes, and then we've had phantom lights, visions, and ghostly soldiers running around the encampment.
Well, instantly. Sure, yeah, if it happens at one time, I have to talk about it in one time.
All right.
It went 0 to 100 real quick, all right? It started calm, and then now shit's hit the fan. Perhaps most disturbingly, people all over the region and beyond started having thoughts that weren't their own.
Over the region? Sorry, I don't need to interrupt again.
Okay,
over
well, you
the
have,
region
well, you have,
and
though.
Beyond? How far beyond?
It doesn't specify.
And also, it's quite vague, having thoughts that weren't their own. What were the thoughts?
Murder, maybe? I don't know.
My God.
Maybe that new thought was, maybe I should stop f***ing about in the ground. It was like they were being beamed in from an outside source. What these diggers have done has gone down and nudged a beehive of paranormal activity, and it's been set loose in this village and even further.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And it wasn't just ordinary citizens that were being plagued by extraterrestrial invaders. A local clairvoyant named Gina had a vision so frighteningly vivid, she felt utterly compelled to warn the military men about their impending doom.
Well, apparently this particular military corps are really up for psychics giving their input.
Yeah, so they're probably gonna listen to you more than anyone else, more than the president, possibly.
I'm going to read this as local clairvoyant found out that the military were writing blank checks for psychics to say whatever the f***.
And insisted that she have a word with the highest ranking officer. This is allegedly what she said. The aliens told me that the research must stop. Do not dig. It is not your time. There is a finding such as crystals. It is big as the sun when it rises. Do not touch! People will not reach it. This is a big crystal, which is dangerous and will stay there as long as the earth. Stop digging, because the earth will perish. Hard days will come for your people. There will be new, many terrible diseases if you dig. In the hole, there is underworld. But this is not hell. There are live people like you down there, but their origin is different.
So they're not like him.
Do not interrupt my psychic visions, peasant.
I'm not a peasant. I'm a military commander, but go on.
There is also a space device that is found there. Not so dumb now, military man, am I? It was sent down by an extraterrestrial civilization.
No one called you dumb.
There are cosmonauts down there. Silence.
All right.
Thousands of years ago, when your country did not exist. A civilization from another planet sent a spaceship here with 3 astronauts on Earth. They were not humans, but robots. They were sent to explore life on Earth.
So the people down there, just like me, are alien robots?
There's so many layers to this.
So just to quickly recap, crystals in the Earth that if you damage the crystals...
Don't touch the crystals.
Diseases will explode.
Yeah, the crystals have been there for longer than the Earth has also been there.
2,000 kilometers into the core of the Earth, sure.
And what were the robots here to do, Kit? They were sent here to explore life on Earth. They suffered damage, and the spaceship crashed here. With every meter of digging down there, higher and higher, radiation will be emitted. Do not dig in the hole.
It is not your time now.
On the spaceship, a robot, a lion, a scarecrow, a little girl, and a dog follow the yellow brick road into the Earth 2,000 kilometers to meet the wizard.
Fucking hell. That read like a M. Night Shyamalan movie script.
It seems like she was trying to add twists to her own story as she was writing it. It's like, oh, there are humans down there. Oh, they have a secret craft. It's like, okay, well, thank you very much. But they are not just humans, but robots. All right, well, thank you. Robots controlled by goo. It's like, oh, well, what is it then? Son of a bitch, what are you talking about?
Okay, can I just say, none of this makes any sense. I grow tired from the visions. Well, that's fucking convenient.
We have lost 27 men in the last 45 minutes. And they all say the same thing. There's a gas leak. Could that be it, madam? I really didn't know what to make of this. I feel like...
I feel like I'm having a fever dream listening to you tell the story.
Yeah. Yeah. If there wasn't enough already going on in this story, we now have someone who seems like she thinks she's giving an explanation for everything, but is not addressing a single factor of what's happened so far and only included additional information to make everything even more confusing.
Talking to this psychic was like asking your uncle for help with your 100-piece jigsaw puzzle, and he takes 5,000 miscellaneous jigsaw pieces and dumps them on yours.
Right, so you can become a man and do puzzles like he did when he was a boy. Although it was a little long-winded and, sure, confusing, her ultimate message was pretty clear. Stop digging in the hole. There are aliens down there, and if you keep going, you're gonna fuck everything up. Basically, that was the summarized version of it.
Now that you mention it, that it seemed like she was just vamping as she went, it does kind of seem like she just wanted them to stop digging and she was going to continue saying whatever it took to achieve that.
There's a layer of lava.
And his face doesn't really change.
Yeah, no problem. We've dealt with those before.
And then spikes.
Of course, yeah. Spikes in a cave, no problem.
Dinosaurs?
Wow.
Many of them.
Dinosaurs. My God. All right, Steve, we're going to use the M41 rifles down there. Apparently, right, they got some dinos.
Jesus Christ. 1,000 nukes.
1,000 nukes. We hit the jackpot, boys. Can we get the truck back? We're going to load these back home to America. Anything else, lady?
An alien fleet, the likes of which no one could ever have conceived of on any planet in the solar system.
These aliens, they carry any high-tech weaponry?
The most high-tech.
Chris, kill the aliens. Take the guns. 6 goo-dripping men come out of the hole with ray guns.
There's just no helping some people.
But even with the visions, the blinding light, and all of the warnings, excavation at the hole actually went on for 2 long years.
Oh my God.
I know,
so
right?
So long.
Maybe what's most bizarre is that throughout all this time, the first lady to get involved, Elisaveta, was getting what she claimed were supernatural messages from below the ground. For 2 long years, she was in communication with the aliens down in the tunnel, and every time she received a message, she wrote it down.
Wow.
Kit, I have with me today one of the pages of her research that she wrote while she was working on this case.
Amazing. We're getting some first-hand evidence from this case.
So these are the scribblings of the communications that she heard from down in the tunnel.
Oh! Okay, so when Rory said she was writing down everything the aliens were telling her,
yeah,
I naively assumed that would be in English,
or of course,
her language of origin. This is in presumably the aliens' language.
I assume so, yeah. A lot of it just seems to be right angles.
Which is quite convenient that she has clearly written a borderline book of alien communication, but doesn't have to explain what any of it means.
Granted, I think she has gone on to decipher the language.
Oh, great.
But this sample page that we have is very much zero English on the page. We're talking about lines, squiggles, very much what you would think of when you think of pop culture, sci-fi languages.
I mean,
it's some Star Wars shit.
I will say, at first glance, it looks pretty cool. I would, if I saw this on Battlestar Galactica or Dune or Foundation, I'd be like, fair enough. pretty cool little alien language. It looks to be, listen, on this Paranormal Life, we've seen a number of quote-unquote alien written languages in our time. I never really understand this, that these aliens have the technology to travel across galaxies and they still use fucking pen and paper.
Sure.
They're all always kind of the same. I'm not saying whether they're real or not, but they're always like a mix of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Well, we won't get into that today, folks.
Viking runes.
Yeah.
And then maybe more kind of Asian scripts like kanji or Chinese characters or whatever.
That's why I loved the movie Arrival.
Yeah, dude.
Great movie if you haven't seen it yet. The very loose premise with no spoilers is, you know, from what I can remember, an alien race visits Earth. And the movie is the process in which the humans try and understand and communicate with these aliens. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're not just handing sheets of paper back and forth. Much more realistically, like if another species came down to Earth, they don't communicate through words. They don't communicate through letters. They communicate through gas, fucking dark goo circles that the scientists have to decipher and work out how to translate and talk to these creatures. It's a really interesting idea and probably a more realistic version of what would happen if aliens did come to Earth.
There's not that many movies about aliens where they really take that bold step to say, let's try and show aliens that don't look like us, don't behave like us, and don't talk like us.
You think if aliens came to Earth, that they would just land on the garden of the White House and the president can just shake their hand?
They don't have hands, bitch.
You just grab their in front of international news, live on TV.
That's, you just declared war, buddy.
You can't comprehend what this living entity would be like. It's not just a taller human who's jacked with bug eyes. It would be a little freak. Well, we'd be the freak to them. Even more interesting. That's the reality that we would face.
I couldn't agree more. I can't believe it's taken us this long to dunk on alien movies and stuff, but it's so fucking stupid.
It really
is. That they just have bigger eyes. I will say, if anyone's kind of interested, I do remember there was a show, I think on BBC years back, where Stephen Hawking, like, executive produced this show, and I think even maybe narrated some of it. And he discussed, like, all the possibilities of what life would actually look like on other planets, just breaking it down logically, being like,
yeah.
And some of it was very strange and wild and unpredictable. And then at the same time, he'd be like, yeah, this planet seems to be entirely water-based. So to be honest, they probably would look a lot like our fish and octopus and different sea creatures because water is the same everywhere. I was like, damn, this is really fun to think about.
Yeah.
What aliens would actually look like.
Yeah. Yeah. Because obviously, you know, aliens is kind of like almost a loaded term that fills your brain with a bunch of kind of imagery from pop culture. But, you know, the reality of extraterrestrial life, which is not of earthly origin, the reality could be kind of disappointing. It could be small as there are tiny little microscopic bugs living in the corners of a planet. That's an extraterrestrial. Yeah, that is a living organism that's not bound to Earth.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably going to see the discovery of, like, Martians in our lifetime.
Crazy.
It's probably going to be, like you say, a fucking bug.
Yeah, the military are going to go to the moon, drill past the biological protection stone, fucking deck the alien who's guarding the tunnel.
Who's been waiting for 10,000 years since his robot pilot crashed their ship.
Jam the American flag in his lifeless body, take a snap for the gram, and then we'll discover probably alien life somewhere buried in the tunnels. It's going to be great. By the end of the mission, she had compiled 1,000 pages of coded alien messages that she had to unscramble all herself. Eventually, she decided to spill the beans and try and clue the public in on what had been going on in an interview with a journalist. The texts are incredible. This is a compilation of ancient writings, which tell about the story of the human creation, how it was created, how it was brought to Earth, how it must survive, what we must do to keep the Earth alive. They tell about the so-called energy humans. They are marked by them, and through the energy humans, they keep the synchronicity on Earth.
I don't know what the energy human. Don't expect like an explanation is coming further down the line. I'm going to nip that in the bud right now. I don't know what the energy humans are. They chose to come into contact in order for this information to be received, because it is very heavy and not every brain can handle that amount of information. I know what the truth is.
Right, of course. Of course you do. Of course your brain is strong enough to handle the information. That's great.
Many little pea-sized monkey brains cannot handle such incredible information. I found it quite easy, honestly. I could probably fit 2, 3, 4 times earthly energy human information into my brain.
Can you explain in one sentence what an energy human is? I grow tired from the questions. So her trying to explain this to a journalist feels like someone trying to explain the entire franchise plot of Star Wars in one TikTok video.
Yeah.
There's a lot of concepts, background, and outlandish information that needs to be conveyed in a short space of time.
It would be like trying to explain the entire Star Wars saga to a medieval peasant. The word Jar Jar Binks would kill him on the spot. He hasn't heard those syllables used before. He would drop dead in his field. If you said the words Misa Agungan, you would be burnt for being a witch.
Right.
Which is, you know, probably similar to what this lady's going through is you need to... How do you get this information out of your body, this worldly information? You've been beamed words and phrases that humans can't even comprehend. So how do you translate that into a way people will understand it? Maybe it's harder than we think.
Of course I don't believe what this person has to say, but I feel a little bit of sympathy. Because if it's true, on the tiny off chance that what they're saying is true, that's a hell of a job.
Yeah, it must be incredibly difficult.
You're trying to catch a fish with your bare hands. It isn't happening.
It's not going to happen, especially not to a journalist who is looking for the truth.
Or at the very least, a clickbait headline.
Which you might get, to be fair.
The headline runs the next day. Pete Davidson now dating energy humans. That was the best they could do.
Elisa Vetta also stated that she had put together some video detailing what she had seen and heard to expose the truth to the entire world. Unfortunately, we can't verify that, because the next time Elisa Vetta was interviewed, she revealed that all of her painstaking work had been stolen. All of the notebooks mysteriously vanished, along with all of the journals that we had composed. The film, which we shot before the dismissal of the project, also mysteriously vanished. I don't have any evidence left to certify our work. I can only use my words and hope that people believe me.
What the f*** is going on?
I grow tired of your swearing.
I would be fine with this if she said my office burned down and I lost the evidence.
Sure.
But to say that the mysterious notes mysteriously vanished...
Along with all the video footage that they had filmed. I don't know why she has that. The video footage that the military shot while they were on site.
The mysterious shit mysteriously vanishing is one too many levels of mysterious for me to handle.
Right, you can only really deal with one level of mysterious. Yeah, the mysterious evidence mysteriously vanished by mysterious perpetrators. It's like, okay, well then... I'm starting to think it never existed because you can't even verify any point of this story.
I'm starting to think you don't live in the real world. I'm starting to think that you're next going to tell me you ate tubby toast for breakfast and that you sleep for 3 minutes a year.
Some tubby toast with mysterious jam. I mean, is that not... Look, if let's say hypothetically there were... What are we even talking about anymore? Energy humans? The robots in the hole? An ancient Slav?
It really feels like the military took this story to one stage
right.
of paranormal. And then the psychic was like, I'll take this from here. And took us on a fucking roller coaster ride of the paranormal.
It's true. But I will say from what I can tell and what I've read about online, there are at least sources that can verify that there was at least some sort of actual military operation at the time. So we have
there was a hole. We know this much.
We know there was a hole because I can verify it by showing you allegedly where the hole was before they sealed it over. Don't laugh.
There is.
Ruins enemy.
Come on now.
A photo of a patch of grass. Not a large patch of grass either. It's probably about 2 meters by 2 meters. There is no evidence that there was... It's granted, someone has annotated a red circle around this to make sure you don't miss where the hole was, as if they could even know, judging by that image. It's pure grass. Grass to the left of it, grass to the right of it, grass in the center. There's no sign of a hole.
Yeah, well, of course there's no sign of a hole, Kit. When the military leaves and has to cover their tracks, if there's sign of a hole, they didn't cover their tracks very well, did they?
Even if there was a gaping hole, a hole with a black center that descended deep into the earth, it wouldn't explain the energy, humans. It would explain the
you're statue. You're getting hung up on the energy, humans.
No, I'm not. I guarantee I'm not. There's no evidence of the humanoid stone statue, the biological wall stopping the dynamite-clad Billy from getting through.
It's because
there's many levels to the lack of evidence.
Mysteriously
here.
Disappeared. What aren't you getting about this?
I feel like a toddler in a playground. One of my 7-year-old friends, high on sweets, on a sugar high, has just waxed lyrical about some cartoon they watched last night. Like, we've just been telling story time. There's no evidence for any of this.
This feels like one of those moments where you wake up really in the morning and there's someone beside you and they go like, "Pop, cop, rockin' popcorn." And you're like, "What? What did you say?" And they're like, "I said you want a coffee." You're like, "Huh?" Every word that people say in this case feels like it's not real.
I feel like I've been lowered into the hole and lived 1,000 lifetimes.
It is bizarre. Look, I love this story because it is, if you'll pardon the pun, grounded in reality. To be fair, when I started investigating this case, I didn't, if you'll pardon the pun, realize how deep the rabbit hole goes. But it turns out, if you'll pardon the pun, with a little bit of digging, you realize...
Stop making puns.
I'm just nervous because I realize that we're getting to the end of the story. And if you'll pardon the pun, we haven't quite hit gold yet in our adventures.
That would be a pun, but gold departed the storyline very, very early on.
Oh, it never made an entrance. Look, let's push through. We need to round off this story and figure out why this is possibly still a notable case. There never was any explanation given to the public about why the operation was abandoned or even started. It's generally agreed that the project simply ran out of money. But some think it's just a cover story, and in reality, they shipped out because they found what they were looking for down in the hole. There were rumors at the time that some items were taken as evidence, but were so heavily classified that none have even come to light since.
Interesting. So this is a slightly more grounded in reality story than the... I don't want to get into it, but the three robots at the core of the Earth.
There's a lot of different theories that have been circulated, but I do stand firm in the belief that there was some sort of operation that took place. And the evidence to kind of help that are even the fact that in 2017, a Bulgarian TV network called BTV aired a whole documentary on Operation Shining Ray. Granted, that confirmed that most, if not all, of the army's documents had been destroyed since.
Mysteriously. One thing I did want to bring up is I shouldn't come down too hard on the use of a psychic by the military in digging holes, because I argued quite strongly in favor of this when I did a 2-part series on Uri Geller, who was famously, or infamously, hired by various mining companies and maybe even governments to use his psychic abilities to detect oil for digging, just like this. And to, I think he said, stand outside the Cuban embassy and use his mind power to get them to sign a nuclear treaty.
Right. Which is bizarre. Yeah, there's stranger stories out there for sure.
My point is, there is seemingly, insanely, a history of using psychics for these purposes.
Yeah, whether it was just something that they were experimenting with at the time, maybe they still do it to this day and we just don't hear about it as much. It does seem like there's a history of this. I think what we're seeing here as a pattern is there is no explanation that can sum up or explain what's going on inside of this cave. It's such a scattergun of paranormal activity that... it's almost too many cooks spoiling the broth. You've got military men, psychics, philosophers, all getting involved, throwing in their two cents when it seems like some of them have very little experience actually just being down in the cave.
This is what I'm so confused about. It's like we're missing a part of the story. We're right. missing a part of the story where there's a 3,000-year tradition of this is like a really ancient fucking religious site in Bulgaria. And that's why everyone knows so much about it and there's so many fucking theories. Whereas it really seems like the military dug a hole there. That much we seem to agree on.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the line, a psychic...
All hell broke loose.
1 to 2 psychics decided that there was crystals and alien civilizations in the hole. And now other people are joining in the bandwagon. They have, despite never having been in the hole.
Sure.
And there being no evidence for anything being in the hole. And there being no military records. And even the psychic admits that all her evidence mysteriously vanished. Everyone agrees there's a 3-meter alien crystal. I don't care what size it is. There's so many other layers to this story.
Right.
Call it a 10-meter crystal. Call it a 30-centimeter crystal. Who gives a fuck?
At one point, the villagers said there were ghosts walking around the villages. Does that have something to do with a crystal? I don't know.
A normal episode of this Paranormal Life would have ended with the ghost visions.
Yeah, this is what happened. These people dug into the earth and hit every episode of this Paranormal Life at once. Corny the Irish ghost is serving stew in the local homes. There's UFOs, goat men, donkey ladies roaming about. It's pure chaos. That's why I kind of like this story, is weirdly, the origin and the beginnings of it are quite believable and realistic. And then it hits that point. It hits that point where the rock blinds men in a tunnel and all hell really cuts loose. Look, we're at the end of the podcast. I have no more evidence to present because it was ganked.
Mysteriously.
Yes. So I think it's time that we come to a conclusion with what we have, which is the evidence that remains, as batshit crazy as it is. Kit, what are your thoughts today?
Rory, you said it best. We have to make a conclusion based on the information that we have. The information that we have is a picture of a patch of grass.
All right, well, there was three
where
pictures.
Where there was arguably...
I gave you three pictures.
A hole.
I gave you a picture from inside the hole. I gave you a picture of the alien scribbles on the page. And sure, yeah, a picture of the grass where the hole was dug.
So what we know is... there was a hole.
Yeah. We're pretty sure there was a hole. And we're pretty sure that the military were there digging
it's
around.
It's not encouraging that you're already backing down. You're already getting shy to the idea that there was even a hole. So we know there was a hole. Well, we don't know. We have no evidence that there was a 3-meter wide crystal. No evidence of the alien craft of 3 robots from another planet. No evidence of the humans of Atlantis running Bulgaria and protecting it from fucking diseases or whatever the psychic said. So what we have evidence for isn't paranormal.
Brutal. Brutal but fair.
I mean, do you disagree?
I love this story. I think it's great. I think it is just a little too big. This is Marvel's Endgame. They're having to squeeze every character into this finale, into this final fight scene. We have ghosts, we have UFOs, we have crystals, we have statues and aliens all being riled up. And, you know, maybe there is some crystal underground that if you tap it with your spade, you get transported into this fucking space party where all of this shit is going crazy. Who knows? But all I know is we have zero evidence to prove that anything like that happened. At least from the files and the research that I could do and Amy could do. So unfortunately today, it's also going to be a no for me.
No.
Which is a shame, you know, because it's, I'll admit it's a wild story, but it is an interesting one.
Oh, it is fun.
Yeah. And one that can be to a certain degree backed up with some evidence and military history. But obviously when things start to get really paranormal, that's when the evidence starts to disappear conveniently. So it is going to be this week another double no. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of This Paranormal Life.
Guys, if you love the show and you want to get more, or you just want to support the show, the best way to do that is to head on over to patreon.com/thisparanormallife. Many moons ago, me and my two brothers crash landed in a hole, and the only way you can free us is by donating $3 buckaroos of your human money.
It's not three for a start. Not to get caught up in the nitty gritty.
I meant five.
I don't know if this is a good call to action. Well, let me take over.
Don't. Already doing a worse robot.
Well, this Paranormal Alive Patreon is a bit like an alien wall you can knock down with dynamite, a.k.a. five sticks of dynamite, a.k.a. $5.
This is a really confusing analogy. I don't think they're going to get that. So let me take over from here, brother. Oh. I am a psychic, and I'm getting a reading that if you go online and deposit five gorps of schmore, into
no one knows what a gorp is.
Patreon.com, you can receive onus episodes.
This is, you're not even saying English anymore, so it's not a good sell. Let me take over. You get 50 episodes for $5.
Yeah, that's actually probably what, that was the best way to do it. We should have just done it as a human.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, that's really it, actually. There's not much more.
But more than that, you get to support the show.
You get to support the show, which is amazing. We started that Patreon after doing the show for about 6 months. And over there, we have a bunch of people who have been supporting us almost from day one. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to chat with like-minded fans on the Patreon discussion board. You can leave comments under all the bonus episodes. It's a great place to connect with other Patreon members. And as we said, support the show.
For just five gorbs.
So unfortunately, even though it was a double no this week, I have a feeling next week we're heading towards another double yes. So from myself and Kit,
thank you for listening to this week's episode.
Bad sign off. I'll take it from here.
Thank you for listening.
That was really good, actually.
Thanks, dude.
Goodbye, folks.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.